Hi, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Justin Talks TV. This episode, I'm talking about the nominees for this year's Emmy Awards. The nominations came out just the other day. So I'm very excited to dive into who was nominated, into like kind of my thoughts and reactions to each category, and still talk about kind of who I want to win and who I kind of think will win now, based now that we have the exact nominees for the Emmy Awards. So this year's Emmy Awards, so I'll say, I think I mentioned this in the predictions episode, but could be postponed either to November or January. November is when the TV Academy wants to have it, and January is when Fox would like to air it. But it makes much more sense to air it in November. One, because this is the 2023 Emmy Awards, and it would make less sense for them to air in January when it's 2024. And then in 2024, in January, that's when other award shows are already scheduled to be going on. So it doesn't make much sense to air it in January. Also kind of overlaps with, you know, Oscar nominations and, like, different stuff like that. So it makes more sense to air it in November. But a lot of this is due to, because as of now, both the writers and the actors unions are on strike. So that is why the Emmys have a large potential to be postponed, even though they're now still scheduled for September 18th. But that is likely to change unless the strikes are very, very swiftly resolved, which is what we all want. Because, you know, writers and actors and everyone in the industry deserves a fair pay for their contributions to film and television. And so, yeah, the 75th Emmy Awards are a big deal. It's a big anniversary, so hopefully they can, you know, be able to air as soon as possible, and that we can all get back to enjoying entertainment, and that workers can get back to working. I'll probably do a separate episode talking about these strikes, because, you know, that definitely deserves its own episode. But for now, let's get into this year's Emmy nominations. I watched them live, which was exciting. It's always kind of fun to see the reactions and of watching it live. This year was pretty good from my standards, especially from last year, where a lot of people I like got snubbed. So anyway, let's get into it. Nominees for Outstanding Drama Series are Andor, Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of Dragon, The Last of Us, Succession, The White Lotus, and Yellow Jackets. So this is like almost exactly kind of what was predicted. And of these nominees, I think Succession definitely, you know, is probably going to take it. House of Dragon is also another potential one, as The Crown, as those are two popular kind of series in the past. But Better Call Saul, you know, people would love to see Better Call Saul get a win for its final season, since it's constantly nominated for Emmys and never wins just about anything. So people also love to see Better Call Saul get that Emmy win for its final season. Hopefully that can happen for them. But I do see Succession taking the top spot for its final season, as that has taken the spot for a couple years now, and the final season was more popular than ever, I think. So I do see Succession taking the award. But moving on to nominees for Outstanding Comedy Series, we have Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear, Jury Duty, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, and Wednesday. This is mostly what I expected, except for the surprise nomination for Jury Duty, which is only on Amazon streaming service called Freevee. And I wasn't expecting that, like, at all for Outstanding Comedy Series nominee. I thought it was going to be Shrinking, maybe, that pulled into that spot, especially since Shrinking has been a lot more popular. Also, I just finished it. I'm just like, okay, I definitely think that's Emmy-worthy for for Outstanding Comedy Series, but I've never seen Jury Duty, so I hear good things, so it could be hilarious, but I'll just have to check it out before the award to see if it fits my liking for Emmy nominees. But of course, if you listen to this podcast or know me at all, you know I am rooting for Abbott Elementary, top spot, and then I also love to see Barry win for its final season, or The Bear for its amazing first season, or Only Murders. Everything else, I don't really care. So moving on to nominees for limited series, we have Beef, Dahmer, Monster: The Jeffrey Dahmer Story, Daisy Jones and the Six, Fleischman Is in Trouble, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and those are for limited series. I think Beef should win, even though, well, I'll also say these were pretty much the expected nominees. Mostly no big surprises here except for Obi-Wan Kenobi, which I didn't expect to get nominated. I didn't see that on the list too much, but it's kind of a big year for Star Wars fans, I guess. Andor and Obi-Wan Kenobi being nominated. However, while I do want Beef to be the winner, due to one, it being very good and also having good Asian American representation, Dahmer, it's like, I think that'll win, but it's just like, who wants this? I mean, it would just be much better to highlight something like Beef than like the Jeffrey Dahmer story, even if it was probably well done, I think, even though I hear there were also a lot of complaints about adaptation and like, the kind of glorify these predators when they get into like roles like this, and then it's like, woo, like, yeah, the Jeffrey Dahmer story was great, and then it's like, but Jeffrey Dahmer is still terrible. And I think that Beef would just be a much better potential winner for it. So yeah, I think that's my picks for this category. Those Beef is the only one I've seen, so anyway, moving on to lead actor in a drama series. We have Jeff Bridges for The Old Man, Brian Cox for Succession, we have Kieran Culkin for Succession, and who else? Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, Jeremy Strong for Succession. So this breaks like an Emmy record for most nominees for the same show in the lead actor in a drama series category, with Brian, Kieran, and Jeremy Strong all nominated for lead actor. So that's half the nominees for this category are from Succession. So the odds are that's one of them from Succession that's gonna win. So it's kind of like just now a matter of like who's it gonna be, kind of. But Bob Odenkirk is also a potential, strong front because Better Call Saul has been so popular and people once again would love to see Better Call Saul win something, even though Pedro Pascal has also been a top star this year for The Last of Us. But with three out of six of the nominees being from Succession, it is most likely that someone from Succession will take the top spot. And then lead actress in a drama series, Sharon Horgan for Bad Sisters, Melody Lynskey for Yellowjackets, Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale, Bella Ramsey for The Last of Us, Carrie Russell for The Diplomat, and Sarah Snook for Succession. So this is kind of what was kind of expected too. Like Sharon, I don't know if I've heard of Bad Sisters. I think I have. I'm not very familiar with it or its plot or its actors. But I think I kind of remember Carrie Russell being mentioned for The Diplomat, but not in the top spot. So that those are kind of the more like, I wouldn't say surprise nominations, but Something like that. That maybe wasn't as expected. But I would think Sarah Snook is going to win for Succession, even though Melanie Lynskey, I believe she was. No, last year, lead actress drama series was Zendaya for Euphoria. So Melanie Lynskey is definitely a contender. Or, Bella Ramsey is also popular from what I hear. So, but I just see Succession doing like a sweep again. I think they did a sweep last year, maybe. But, I definitely see Succession taking it for Sarah Snook's performance. And then lead actor in a comedy series. Yeah, Bill Hader for Barry, Jason Segel for Shrinking, Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building, Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. So, good category. I like it. I love it, actually. It has. I mean, out of the five nominees, I'm rooting for four of them. So, good odds for me. I'm sorry, Jason Sudeikis. Let's move. Give it to somebody else. Like, for real. I think my top picks would be. Still Bill Hader for Barry. Bill Hader just brings it always for Barry. And then Jeremy Allen White for The Bear because he does like a really good job. Even though I didn't mention this before. The Bear is so not a comedy series. Like it's half hour, and so I think that's why it doesn't get put in drama series, but it is not a comedy series. I love it, but not a comedy. At all. I'm like, y'all think this man losing his mind every episode is a comedy series? Like, okay. But, those are my top picks. Jason Segel, I also think would be good for Shrinking. He does a good job. And Martin Short for Only in the Building. Even though, of course, Steve Martin can squeeze in the nomination there this year because there were only five slots. So just kind of. Only one, only Murders in the Building guy got put this year, and it was Martin Short. So, yeah, tough category, tough squeeze with the lead actor and lead actress in the comedy series nominees this year. And moving on to lead actress in the comedy series, we have Christina Applegate for Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary, Natasha Lyonne for Poker Face. Jenna Ortega for Wednesday. So this was pretty expected too. Quinta is my pick. You should know that. I shouldn't even have to say it. That's my main pick. I'll also go with Christina Applegate for Dead to Me because I think this is gonna be our last live action role because of her MS diagnosis, so it'd be kind of nice to give her an Emmy as a send off for that. But Quinta's my pick, and I think Quinta will. I'm predicting that Quinta will take it. And then lead actor in a limited series or movie, Taron Egerton for Blackbird, Kumail Nanjiani for Welcome to Chippendales, Evan Peters for Dahmer. The Jeffrey Dahmer story, Daniel Radcliffe for Weird, the Al Yankovic story, Michael Shannon for George and Tammy, and Steven Yeun for Beef. This was about expected to, oh well, except that Kumail Nanjiani surprise, kind of a surprise nation, which is good. The representation thrown in there. I would go for Steven Yeun for Beef. Great performance. Like, performance was phenomenal. So great. Definitely Emmy worthy. And the only one I've seen. So, but Evan Peters, I think, is gonna take it, even though that's not my pick at all. So, we'll see though. And then moving on to lead actress in a limited series or movie, Lizzie Caplan for Fleischman is in Trouble. Jessica Chastain for George and Tammy, Dominique Fishback for Swarm, Katherine Hahn for Tiny Beautiful Things, Riley Koh for Daisy Jones and the Six, and Ali Wong for Beef. So a couple first-time nominees in here. Jessica Chastain and Dominique Fishback are first-time nominees. Lizzie Caplan might be, I think. So, a few first-time nominees. Good, kind of a sad category. Dominique Fishback, for Swarm. It's exciting for her. Does great work and Swarm for White Hair and other things as well. Jessica Chastain is a big name, and so is Catherine Hahn. So definitely, big contenders for the category. And then, Ali Wong would personally be who I would pick because, again, that's kind of what I've seen. But some of these other bigger names could win, and there could be a surprise with someone like Dominique Fishback, who is very new. And then moving on to supporting actor in the comedy series nominees: Anthony Carrigan for Barry, Phil Dunster for Ted Lasso, Brett Goldstein for Ted Lasso, James Marsden for Jury Duty, Ebon Moss Bachrach for The Bear, Tyler James Williams for Abbott Elementary, and Henry Winkler for Barry. So, this was kind of like a few like kind of surprises I guess thrown in here. Like Ebon Moss for The Bear, who plays Richie. Definitely good, just wasn't may not have been at the top of the predictions list. James Marsden for Jury Duty was definitely, a surprise, especially since Harrison Ford was supposed to be in one of these spots. I'm surprised they didn't Harrison Ford for Shrinking. And I think this is the first time Phil Dunster has been nominated for Ted Lasso, which everyone is, so excited about. But, my pick, Anthony Carrigan for Barry is my pick. 100%. His performance as NoHo Hank all 4 seasons has been so great. And then with this last season, definitely predict who I would want to win. But Barry is such an underdog, really, right now. So probably won't win. But other than that, Tyler for Abbott Elementary for sure is another one of my picks. Or Ebon Moss Bachrach for The Bear. I feel like it's just gonna go to one of the guys from Ted Lasso again. But, whatever. Hopefully, there's a surprise that we get Tyler to win the Emmy or Anthony Carrigan. And then supporting actors in the comedy series, you have Alex Borstein for Mrs. Maisel, Ayo Edebiri for The Bear, Janelle James for Abbott Elementary, Cheryl Lee Ralph for Abbott Elementary, Juno Temple for Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham for Ted Lasso, and Jessica Williams for Shrinking. Good category. It's like this is the blackest category. Like, I think this is also a historic, nominee for four black women to be nominated in the supporting actress category for comedy series. It's very exciting, and I love it. I love it. It's like I love all of these women in these roles. They're so amazing, so funny. My only disappointment with this category is I wanted Lisa Ann Walter to be nominated this year for Melissa in Abbott Elementary. It's like I think she deserved it. Scooch out one of these Ted Lasso ladies. I'm sorry, but let's put Lisa Ann because she gives a really great performance, episode 2, and is so funny. So definitely deserve to be up there with the other Abbott ladies. But unfortunately, this wasn't her year. Hopefully next year, with Mrs. Maisel being out of the running, that could squeeze in the spot for Lisa Ann to be nominated next year. So my picks. I would love to see Cheryl Lee win 2 times in a row. That'd be amazing. Also love to see Janelle win because she is so hilarious on Abbott. But I underdog pick Jessica Williams for Shrinking. After I just finished Shrinking, she carried. Like, she was so funny. She was the funniest character. Not that no one else was funny, but she was just funny. She does great black female representation as a professional and just as a woman. Like, she does great job. So, and of course, Ayo Edebiri for The Bear is so, so good on The Bear, playing Sydney. So definitely, those are my picks. I don't even know how to pick just one, but I think Cheryl might be my top, just because it'd be great to see such an amazing woman win two times in a row. So hopefully one of them is the winner. Then moving on to supporting actor in a drama series, F. Murray Abraham for The White Lotus, Nicholas Braun for Succession, Michael Imperioli for The White Lotus, Theo James for White Lotus, Matthew McFadden for Succession, Alan Ruck for Succession, Will Sharp from White Lotus, and Alexander Skarsgård from Succession. This is all White Lotus in Succession. Like, I just noticed that. This is all White Lotus in Succession. So, it's basically between White Lotus actors and Succession actors. Matthew McFadden won last year, so contender definitely to win again. Alan Ruck is first-time nominee for this role in Succession. Wow, this... I did not realize this was this category that was only White Lotus in Succession. It's a tough pick, because the Successioners are so good. I don't know if I have a pick. It's just kind of very up in the air right now. I think those would all be kind of good picks, you know, White Lotus guys and Succession guys. So supporting actress in a drama series, you have Jennifer Coolidge for White Lotus, Elizabeth Debicki for The Crown, Megan Faye for White Lotus, Sabrina in... Ooh, I'm going to mess this up. In Passiatori for White Lotus, Aubrey Plaza for White Lotus, Rhea Seehorn for Better Call Saul, J. Smith Cameron for Succession, and Simona Tabasco for White Lotus. So this has more of a mix. You know, we got Better Call Saul and The Crown in there, but it's majority White Lotus in this category. So let's see. How many nominees from White Lotus? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 8 White Lotus actresses. So White Lotus is someone from White Lotus is probably going to take it. It's hard to say which one. Well, actually, no, it's not. It's probably going to be Jennifer Coolidge again. She won last year, and she's such a fan favorite. Even though I think it'd be better if, like, so Rhea Seehorn from Better Call Saul or somebody won instead. But, you know, she's such a fan favorite right now. So I think it's kind of cool to see Megan Faye for White Lotus be nominated, because I used to watch her on this show called The Bold Type. And she was a good actress on there. It's kind of cool to see her going from, like, that show to something like White Lotus. Aubrey Plaza is also a big name, so she could also win for a role in White Lotus. So this one is a stacked category. I'm even excited, even though I don't really watch a lot of these shows intensely. I just am excited to see who's going to win with such a stacked category. And supporting actor in a limited series or a movie, Murray Bartlett for Welcome to Chippendales, Paul Walter Hauser for Blackbird, Richard Jenkins for Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer Story, Joseph Lee for Beef, Ray Liotta for Blackbird, Young Mazzino for Beef, and Jesse Plemons for Love and Death. So this category, I can't remember if this was what was predicted or not. But Ray Liotta gained a posthumous nomination for Blackbird. That's great. Murray Bartlett, I believe he was in White Lotus last year, and now he's nominated again for the Chippendales. Jesse Plemons for Love and Death. I hear that show is popular. So kind of a category. I feel like everyone from the Jeffrey Dahmer Story is just, like, going to be such a, like, pick for people. But I think it'd be cool to see one of the guys from Beef win, or one of the guys from Beef, Joseph Lee or Young Mizzino. Probably Joseph Lee more. He played that husband. So I think it'd be better if he was a winner. But this is also another one where it's like we'll see. And then supporting actress in a limited series or a movie. Anna Lee Astor for Welcome to Chippendales, Maria Bello for Beef, Claire Danes for Fleischmann's in Trouble, Juliette Lewis for Welcome to Chippendales, Camila Morrone for Daisy Jones and the Six, Niecy Nash for Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, and Merritt Weaver for Tiny Beautiful Things. So what I heard was that the biggest snub for this category is that everyone wanted Elizabeth Olsen to be nominated for Love and Death, and that was the biggest snub here. Now, I can't comment too much on it because I don't know much about Love and Death or, the quality of these other show most of these other shows, but I'm also surprised that Elizabeth Olsen didn't get nominated for Love and Death since one Elizabeth Olsen is Elizabeth Olsen. So I'm a little surprised too, but sometimes people just get snubbed. So unfortunately, I'm trying to see who Maria Bello was in Beef. Which one was she? Was she Jordan? She wasn't bad. She just wasn't even that much a part of it. She wasn't like super memorable to me. I definitely think they could have given Elizabeth Olsen nation more so than her. No offense to her. And then Juliette Lewis is popular right now. She was nominated for Yellow Jackets last year, I believe. And she's nominated again for Welcome to Chippendales. But the biggest winner, what I hear, is probably going to be Claire Danes, Fleischmann's in Trouble, or Niecy Nash for Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, especially since Niecy Nash has already won awards for that same role. So definitely a contender. And then moving on to guest actor in a comedy series, Jon Bernthal for The Bear, Luke Kirby for Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Nathan Lane for Only Murders in the Building, Pedro Pascal for Saturday Night Live, Oliver Platt for The Bear, and Sam Richardson from Ted Lasso. Picks, personally, once again, Pedro for Saturday Night Live. That was a good episode. Jon Bernthal from The Bear. I would pick Sam Richardson, not because I like Ted Lasso, but because I like Sam Richardson. This is a sad category. Honestly, I go for almost anybody. I'm not really, and I haven't seen Mrs. Maisel and Luke Kirby, so not too familiar, but everybody else would love to see it. Guest actress in a comedy series, Becky Ann Baker for Ted Lasso, Quinta Brunson for Saturday Night Live, Taraji P. Henson for Abbott Elementary, Judith Leigh for Poker Face, Sarah Niles for Ted Lasso, and Harriet Walter for Ted Lasso. This was mostly what was expected. I think most of them. Picks, Quinta, or Taraji. That's it. guest actor in a drama series, Murray Bartlett for The Last of Us, James Cromwell for Succession, Lamar Johnson for The Last of Us, Aaron Moyad for Succession, Nick Offerman for Last of Us, and Kayvon Montreal Woodard for Last of Us. So this is all Succession and The Last of Us. HBO is like got the most nominations. And what I'll say, everyone's like, oh, HBO Emmy voters only pay attention to HBO. It's like, I'm sorry, but if HBO is producing like all this content that is like the most popular series of the year and like stuff like Succession and Barry and White Lotus and The Last of Us, I mean, they're how are Emmy voters just gonna like not nominate them if those are the drama series that are like at the top, have the best people, like they're just gonna take it and like I would love for it to be more spread out, but if HBO is just producing kind of content, then like, you know, then that's just going to be who gets nominated. But if it helps Succession and Barry, since they're in the, I'm like, that may leave more room for other people next year. But with Last of Us and like White Lotus still continuing, I mean, HBO just also has a lot of resources and a lot of actors, and they're just gonna end up producing some of the best, most popular content. So that's why they get more Emmy nominations and votes. So, I mean, that's just kind of the facts of it. But this category, I hear a lot about Nick Offerman's performance in Last of Us. So, yeah. Guest actress in drama series, Hyam Abbas for Succession, Cherry Jones for Succession, Melanie Lynskey for Last of Us, Storm Reid for Last of Us, Anna Torr for Last of Us, and Harriet Walter for Succession. Again, Succession and Last of Us. Harriet Walter's also nominated for guest actress in a comedy series, I believe. Yeah, two Emmy nominees for her. Melanie Lynskey's also nominated for Yellow Jackets. So, couple. I mean, I can't really say on who I when like I don't know much about the category. But Melanie Lynskey and Storm Reid. It'd be cool to see Storm Reid win, especially since she's so young and does great in a lot of stuff. So, anyway, Variety Talk Series nominees: Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Night with Seth Meyers, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and The Problem with Jon Stewart. Seth Meyers, yeah, let's get it for Meyers. With John Oliver out of this race, this is going to be fun to see who wins this year. Is it going to be Seth? Is it going to be Stephen Colbert? Or are they going to give it to the final run of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah? And James Corden did not get a nomination, which I thought he was gonna. I mean, I don't really like James Corden like that, but I thought he was gonna get a nomination, but he did not get one for his last stint of The Late Late Show. So, Seth Meyers is who I'm going for. Outstanding television movie, just a couple other ways I'll read off real quick, because I like these categories. To Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas, Fire Island, Hocus Pocus 2, Prey, and Weird, the Al Yankovic Story. I'm going to read off writing and directing categories, especially because writing category is so important, especially now. There are a lot of other nominees for like stuff like choreography, production design, cinematography, casting, etc. But I'm just gonna read stuff like directing and writing just for the sake of time and stuff, even though those are all great nominees. There are many other Emmy nominees, but I'm just gonna into the main categories that are shown at the awards. So outstanding directing for comedy series nominees are Barry, directed for the episode Wow, directed, which is the series finale of Barry, directed by Bill Hader. The Bear for the episode Review, directed by Christopher Storer. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel for the episode 4 Minutes, directed by Amy Sherman-Palladino. The Miss Pat Show for the episode Don't Touch My Hair, directed by Mary Lou Belli. Ted Lasso for the episode So Long Farewell, directed by Declan Lowney. Wednesday for the episode Wednesday's Child is Full of Woe, directed by Tim Burton. Bill Hader, no other options. I like The Bear and stuff, but Bill Hader, no other options. The directing is so amazing, so cinematic, so amazing that if it goes to anyone else other than Bill Hader, it will be ridiculous. Sorry, Bill Hader, no questions asked for Barry. then Outstanding Directing for a Drama Series, Andor for the episode Rick's Road, directed by Benjamin Caron, Bad Sisters for the episode The Prick, directed by Dearbala Walsh, The Last of Us for the episode Long, Long Time, directed by Peter Hoare, however you pronounce it, Succession for the episode America Decides, directed by Andrej Parikh, Succession for the episode Connor's Wedding, directed by Mark Mylod, Succession for the episode Living, directed by Lorraine Scafaria, The White Lotus, Arrivederci, directed by Mike White. Outstanding directing for a limited or anthology series or movie, Beef for the episode Figures of Life, directed by Lee Sung Jin, Beef for the episode Great Fabricator, directed by Jake Scherer, sorry if I'm butchering anyone's name, Dahmer, for the episode Bad Meat, directed by Carl Franklin, Dahmer for the episode Silence, directed by Paris Barclay, Fleischman is in Trouble for the episode Me Time, directed by Valerie Faris and Jonathan Dayton. Prey, which is a movie directed by Dan Trachtenberg. And then that's mainly the directing categories that are going to be listed at the awards. Let's find directing for comedy series and stuff. Let's find that. It's a long list of nominees here. Love to see the long list of nominees, though. Bear with me as I find the next category that I'm going to read off. And it's important for me to talk about writing and directing and everything. Because those are just such important categories. And they're, of course, ones that are going to be said at the award show. Oh, another one besides directing and stuff. Outstanding Script and Variety Series nominees of Black Lady Sketch Show, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and Saturday Night Live, which is probably going to go to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Yeah, it probably just is. Okay, this is, like, so long. Where is directing and stuff for a comedy series? Okay, I have it, and it's for outstanding writing for comedy, drama, and limited series. Sorry for that. Thank you for bearing with me. Outstanding writing for comedy series nominees: Barry for the episode Wow, written by Bill Hader. The Bear for the episode System, written by Christopher Storer. Jury Duty for the episode Ineffective Assistance, written by Mecki Leeper. Only Murders in the Building for the episode I Know Who Did It, written by John Hoffman, Mateo Borkes, and Rob Turbowski. The other two for the episode Carrie and Brooke Go to an AIDS Play. Okay. Written by Chris Kelly, Sarah Schneider. And then the episode Ted Lasso, So Long for Farewell, written by Brennan Hunt, Joe Kelly, and Jason Sudeikis. Outstanding writing for a dramedy series for the episode Andor, One Way Out, written by Bo Willimon. The episode Bad Sisters, called The Prick, written by Sharon Horgan, Dave Finkel, and Brett Baer. Better Call Saul for the episode Point and Shoot, written by Gordon Smith. Better Call Saul for the episode Saul Gone, written by Peter Gould. The Last of Us for the episode Long, Long Time, written by Craig Mazin. Succession for the episode Connor's Wedding, written by Jesse Armstrong. White Lotus for the episode Arrivederci, written by Mike White. And then Outstanding Writing for a Limited or anthology series or movie. B, for the episode Birds Don't Sing, They Screech in Pain, written by Lee Sung Jin. Fire Island, the movie, written by Joel Kim Booster. Vice Was in Trouble, for the episode Me Time, written by Taffy Brodesser Ackner. The movie Prey, written by Dan Trachtenberg. Sworn, for the episode Stung, written by Donald Glover and Janine Neighbors. Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, the movie written by Al Yankovic and Eric Appel. And so that's basically it for what's going to be announced at the awards, the Primetime Emmy Awards. Some of the rest will be mentioned more at the Creative Arts Emmy Awards. And so those are the nominees for the 75th Primetime Emmy Awards. I'm very excited for them whenever they come out. I hope it's November. I actually hope it's September somehow, but September seems like it's not going to happen due to both unions being on strike and the CEOs being greedy and uncooperative. So we're looking at November, hopefully at the latest. But those are this year's nominees. I hope there are nominees you're excited for. I hope you're excited for this year's Emmy Awards too, because I know I am. And I'll be back with new episodes soon about the writer's strike, writer and actor strike, and hopefully I can bring myself to talk about Grand Crew, even though it's canceled now. So new episodes coming soon. Thank you for listening to Justin Talks TV.